I remember driving in my car and thinking, you know what, I just wish there was a radio station where they could talk about last night's episode, because you get this hour long show and then you're thirsting to talk about it and all the different things that went on in there. And so I think the people that listen to us are similar, you know, they've watched the show, but they kind of want to discuss different points of it.
Welcome to the podcast sessions with your host, Retendo Nyamuda. Each week we'll take you behind the mic as we interview podcast hosts, producers, and those within the industry. On today's show, we have the co-hosts of Bachelor Banter, Jade Wright and Dave Horrocks.
Coming to the podcast, Bachelor Banter, amazing name, amazing concept. Can you tell me a little bit of the background to the history about how this concept and podcast came about?
You take it away, Dave.
I was gonna say exactly the same thing, but okay, So Jade and I've ended up chatting through one of the podcasts that I've got, the Love Island cast. Jade's a massive Love Island fan. Actually, when I started it out, my friend was a big Love Island fan and I was the opposite. I hated it. So we started that podcast to try and create this debate about, you know, the virtues of it. But unfortunately, after about two or three episodes, I ended up completely sucked into the Love Island world and was just completely obsessed by it. And Jade and I were talking about, you know, she's a big fan of The Bachelor and I hadn't ever seen it. I knew of it. You know, I knew the concept. It was the original kind of reality TV dating show, but I'd never actually sat down and watched the season. So we just started chatting and we were talking about, you know, do we do it on one of the existing podcasts that we have, or, you know, do we spin up something new? And then once the brainstorming was done and, you know, it all happened fairly quickly, didn't it? I think within hours, you know, we'd spun up a new podcast. We had a new logo.
Instagram was up.
Yeah. And we were a few episodes behind initially. So we knew that in that first couple of weeks, we had to churn out some content fairly quickly to get caught up, because we were trying to avoid spoilers and everything on social media. But yeah, so we're caught up now. I think we caught up about, was it episode 7 or something like that?
Yeah.
And yeah, we've been loving it ever since.
I love the conversations that you have. And the reason being is you don't speak over each other. I think that's one thing that I've often, you know, seen in normal conversations, whether it's a TV interview or a radio interview, you almost can anticipate when the other person's going to speak and the flow is amazing. How did one create that, or how have you built up that ability and that chemistry?
I think you can't really create it. I think it just comes from a natural chemistry that you have between co-hosts. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think we were a bit lucky. I think we do have a natural chemistry. I think it just works. We didn't really have to practice at it. We didn't have to try it. I think we'd recorded one podcast on Jade's Books and Booze podcast, which was a true crime episode. And
that was really drunken.
Yeah, that was very messy, to be honest. Probably shouldn't have recorded at that time. But anyway, so yeah, but if you don't have that natural chemistry, then I think it is something that you can work at. And I think, unfortunately, there's no plan you can kind of follow. What I'd say is just, if you have an idea for a podcast and you know, you're two friends or what have you, and that chemistry isn't there initially, you know, you're talking over each other and it doesn't naturally flow and you have big awkward pauses, just persevere with it. Just carry on, because it will get better. So, you know, with some of the podcasts that I've done in the past, I think back to a few years ago now, and you're absolutely right. Talking over someone, or, you know, when you're initially jumping in that conversation, it just happens naturally, especially when you can't see the other person. You know, it's quite different to having a face to face, but it does get easier with time.
Do you feel that part of why also your podcast works is you come from two different approaches to the content you're speaking about? So on the one hand, we have Jade, who is obsessed with all things Bachelor related. You've been watching for such a long time. And then we've got Dave. And Dave, you, for you, this was, you were fairly new to The Bachelor. How has that benefited these conversations that you're having?
I think it was really fun to introduce Dave to The Bachelor, and the fact that he called himself a bachelor virgin, I just laugh every time. Yeah, but I mean, I've introduced him to quite a couple of reality TV shows now, and I love that he was, I know now I've learned that he didn't like Love Island, which is another TV show, and it was more of a, supposed to be a piss take on it, but now he's kind of getting into the whole love reality TV show drama stuff. And yeah, it just developing that connection through that has been really easy and fun.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, calling out the obvious, is, you know, I'll see things from a male perspective and Jay sees things from a female perspective. And that's something that we don't have on the Love Island cast, you know, because it's me and another friend who's also a guy. And we call ourselves out at times because sometimes things look a bit odd, you know, because as men, we're typically a bit more blunt and we don't read the subtext very well at times. We don't read the emotional cues at times, you know, and that's where we're reliant on listeners and things to kind of keep us honest. But yeah, that's something we get naturally for free with the Bachelor banter, you know, just seeing it from those different perspectives.
You are speaking about a show that is in South Africa, but it's very evident that both of you do not have South African accents. I'm hearing both British accents. So where are you located right now as we have this interview?
We're in the UK, but I grew up in South Africa and I left there in, what was it, February, I think. I was in Knysna, but I've lived in Cape Town and in a couple of different places around South Africa. So I don't know how I've kept the British accent, but it just kind of stuck around.
and then, you know, the obvious question is, both of you being based in the UK right now, the decision to say, look, we're in a different country, but let's watch a reality show in another country and speak about the content that's happening there.
Well, I was supposed to be on The Bachelor South Africa. I'd signed up and got accepted. They were about to fly me out to Joburg for like the video process interview thing after quite a couple of phone interviews, I should say. And then I ended up finding a man that didn't turn out to be very nice, but I gave up the show for him and kind of regretted it after a while. So it was nice to kind of watch the show thinking, you know, wow, I was supposed to be there, and to be able to just sort of recap it and chat about it with Dave has been really fun and entertaining.
Then coming to setup wise, what is your setup then? Do you record with a mic? Are you around a table or, you know, comfortably in a lounge area? What is your recording setup?
Well, the first one we did on my Books and Booze podcast was just us on my laptop, no microphones, nothing, very drunk, and just talking about a true crime case from the area that we're both living in. And then Dave set me up with this Blue Yeti microphone that he's got, and what do you call it that goes over it?
The pop shield.
Yeah, pop shield over the Blue Yeti mic. So I plug that into my laptop and I go upstairs and I use a coat hanger thing, like one of those long rail ones that you can have like a bunch of clothes on. And I put, two dressing gowns over that to get a sound barrier. So that's my setup upstairs, and Dave sets up in the kitchen downstairs. What do you use, Dave?
So I just use a regular headset. Started off actually, I was just using the regular iPhone microphone, you know, where you have the earphones. That's where I'd started off a couple of years ago, and then just experimented with different things and seeing how that sounded. And I picked up, it was probably about £25 or something like that, £25-30, and just ended up with this headset, which goes straight into the Mac. And then I was quite happy with how it sounded. And then, you know, we've also got the Yeti mic, and you have to play around with that a bit more. So the reason for the dressing gowns and stuff, so we don't have a proper recording studio, you know, so that you can get quite a bit of echo coming back from the wall behind. And so it's just to dampen that sound and not give it so much of an echo, and just give it that warm kind of sound to it.
Mm. And I love what both of you have mentioned, because a lot of people who are fairly new to podcasting feel that you need the most high-tech equipment. You need to be in a sound studio, or, you know, at least set up something. But you're speaking of, you know, creating a home studio, whether it is in your bedroom or in the kitchen, that it is possible to have these quality conversations in definitely. Your own.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And so my next question will come back to, I guess, the actual content. What is your process behind the content? What is the research you do? Talk me through it step by step, from beginning to end.
Take it away, Dave.
Well, I mean, first we start by watching the actual show, and we'll take notes. I mean, Jay's also an author, so he takes much more comprehensive notes than I do. I'll generally, you know, if something catches my eye, I'll take a bullet point, and then I'll just kind of, when we're talking about it, I'll just riff on whatever that particular bullet point is. But as well, now that after we got caught up, you know, we're trying to keep an eye on what's going on social media and stuff like that. A lot of the girls are still very active on social media, so understanding what those interactions are as well. We do have like a template structure. So once we've got all our notes together, we'll discuss, okay, what are the three to five major bullet points that we want to cover? And, you know, we'll step through, and we'll typically try and go through and make sure that that is somewhere between, you know, kind of 20 and 40 minutes. You know, if it's a particularly eventful episode, we might want to spend a bit of a longer time on it. But yeah, and we just go through, and then Jay does all the editing and, you know, takes out all the ums, the ahs, and and then that's it. I mean, pretty much upload it from there.
You actually brought on contestants from The Bachelor onto your podcast, which changed the game, because we're used to having, you know, just the two of you. And then now we had Mulesa, we had Qiniso, we had Jillian all come on board. How was that set up? Because now you're adding a different dynamic to your usual, you know, co-hosting discussions.
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre. You know, we started this as just a bit of fun, and it's kind of blown up a little bit, which has been unexpected but awesome. And I think because I'm quite active on our Instagram page, which is Bachelor Banter Podcast.
Yeah.
And I just started, you know, chatting to the contestants, and they were telling me about their experience in the house. And I was just like, well, would you ever fancy coming on? And they were like, yeah, we would. We'd love it. But you've got to go through our PR lady at Mnet. So I was like, okay, put me in touch with them, and got in touch. And we are only allowed to interview the ladies that are still on the show, not the previous ones. So unfortunately we can't do, you know, Ricky or Silke, Pasha, those girls. But so now the remaining ones would be Bridget, Jess R, and Mauricia. So hopefully we'll have all three of them on at some point.
And I have to ask, do you think you'll ever have Mark on the podcast?
It's a possibility, I think. I haven't actually asked, but why not? I was thinking of even asking Jason Greer on to, you know, chat about being a host of the show.
What do we not see? What doesn't make the final edit? That's what I want to see. I want to see the takes that don't make it on the show.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think from my perspective, it'd be a great way to finish off the season if we could speak to Mark. Especially as a guy, and seeing it from a guy's perspective, you know, my first impressions from watching The Bachelor were, this is great. You know, you've got a guy, he's got all these beautiful ladies whose, you know, aim it is to woo him over. And, you know, then he goes off and wins the show. Mark can't lose. As I've got through watching the season more, I actually feel a lot of the pressure that is actually on Mark. And so I can kind of see it from his perspective a bit more. This is not easy from him. Whereas I think, you know, from episode one, I was thinking, this is easy for him. He can't lose. So yeah, it'd be great to speak to him if we could.
And coming back to, you know, the formula of adding someone else in, when you are used to, you know, having a discussion, which is what you usually have versus interviewing people, does your template or does your podcast formula, does that change? Do you plan for that? Or do you just say, you're going to ask this question, I will ask this question?
We do try and set it up so one question each, which, you know, we'll compile a bunch of questions and then we'll just put like a J or a D next to the question to say who's going to be asking it. Dave's a bit more proper with his notes of how he wants the show to get set up, whereas I'm a bit more blasé about it. And I think the interview episodes definitely do take a little bit more editing because, you know, we're talking to people we're not used to and it's a little bit more, I don't want to say awkward, but it's just, it's not the same dynamic.
It's that chemistry, isn't it? So when it's just myself and Jade, you know, we know where each other's coming from and then we can browse off, you know, walk down tangents and then come back to the main points. When you're interviewing someone, you know, it's a bit more tricky. And again, you can't see people, so you're not waiting for that pause. And so sometimes, you know, you want to make sure that they've finished saying what they say. And then there's almost like a split second in between recognizing that time. And then if you leave it a bit longer, it becomes an awkward pause. So I think that is just a bit different. And again, we do like to go off on a bit of a tangent. But we have to keep to, you know, a certain amount of questions. We can't veer off too much because, you know, all the questions are kind of pre-approved to make sure we don't get a bit too controversial.
And you've built up your own amazing following, people who watch The Bachelor, but still want to come and hear the two of you discuss The Bachelor. What is the mind? I mean, it's quite an interesting thing because personally one can go and watch The Bachelor, but what goes through one's mind to say, I'm going to go and listen to a podcast about the show that I'm watching?
All I can say for this one is, you know, going back to Dave's other podcast, the Love Island Cast, I was in Australia and I was watching the Love Island TV show. And I don't know, I'd just gotten into podcasts recently. I think they're a bit more popular than in South Africa, I'd say, or they used to be. Mm. And I just started, you know, Googling like, oh, podcasts about the Love Island show. And Dave's one popped up and that's how we met. I was in Australia, he was in England. And yeah, just started chatting on Twitter. And that was that was like a year or so ago.
Yeah, it was about a year, I think.
Yeah. And so it was out of my own curiosity. And then, when Dave had this podcast about the Love Island cast, I was like, oh, well, what about The Bachelor? That would be a cool one. And I started looking into that and I saw quite a couple of people covering, you know, the American shows and stuff, but no one was covering the South African one. So I was like, oh, why not? I hope people listen, but I didn't really expect as much as we got.
It's been great. The amount of feedback and Jade does all the social media. And so really all that growing and getting us out there, that's all down to Jade, to be honest. What I can say from the, when I started, my first venture was the Love Island cast. And so getting into that reality TV show, and then, like say, I was sucked in after about three episodes, I think. And I remember driving in my car and thinking, you know what? I just wish there was a radio station where they could talk about last night's episode, because you get this hour long show and then you're thirsting to talk about it and all the different things that went on in there. And so I think the people that listen to us are similar, you know, they've watched the show, but they kind of want to discuss different points of it. And did you notice this thing that happened? And how did you interpret this thing that happened? And that seemed a bit off. That seemed a bit weird. So I think it's people like us, basically, who want to tune in and listen to what we have to say.
And also everyone's really bored with lockdown right now.
That probably helped.
Coming to the stories of, you know, Love is Blind, Love Island, The Bachelor, all of these shows about love. For you, what do you think it is that majority women, but us as people just want to see the narrative of a love story.
I think we all want that happily ever after, or, well, a lot of us do, just not the non-committal ones. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just something, you know, you feel happy and safe and secure. And, you know, when I watch things like Married at First Sight or The Bachelor, I get so warm and fuzzy inside seeing two people connect, and I just hope they live happily ever after, you know?
See, I'd add on to that as well. Personally, what I love about these shows is more the drama as well. You know, so it's great when all the lovey-dovey stuff happens, but I think what really sucks me in is all the drama when that happens and we get the infighting and the conflict and just understanding, you know, how these different people with their different personality types kind of deal with that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they deal with it well and sometimes they don't deal with it well. And again, for me, those are the great pieces to kind of discuss about, because again, watching these reality shows, I think, is a good way for especially young people to learn about relationships, you know, and learn about how you treat other people with respect. And I think, you know, for me, it's all of that as well rolled into one.
Both of you have podcasts outside Bachelor Banter. But what for you, either individually, separately, or, you know, with Bachelor Banter, would you say are among the biggest challenges that you faced in the podcast production process?
So I guess I'll go back to my first podcast, my baby, Books and Booze. I had a co-host in Australia, and unfortunately, we had a bit of a falling out because she wasn't quite as consistent as I was. You know, we'd interview, you know, famous authors and they'd come onto the podcast and stuff, but she started canceling it on the last minute and stuff, and it would just make it seem really unprofessional and hard to work with. So I ended up saying, I'm sorry, you can't co-host with me anymore. And she didn't take that very well. And we'd had this Instagram page that had grown to like 1,000 something followers, which she deleted when I tried to change the password, and it just got a bit conflicty. And yeah, that's a bit tough, you know, finding the right co-host that you can trust and also know that they're going to be consistent and not make things unprofessional.
I think it is the consistency, mm-hmm. isn't it? Definitely for me, because a lot of the times life just gets in the way, and especially with new podcasts, like brand new podcasts, it's easy to get out those first two or three episodes because you've got the energy, you've got the motivation, and it's all fairly easy and you're creating something new. But after that, you know, you need to make sure that you dedicate the time, and, you know, you want to have, you want to ideally release a set time. So whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, or daily going the other way, just make sure you're consistent, because your listeners will, you know, will appreciate that consistency. You know, they're not going to appreciate. I've won the original podcast I listened to years ago. You know, I'd get a podcast downloaded, you know, maybe once a week sometimes, and then once a month other times. And then they wouldn't release anything for 3 months. And in the end, you get a bit fatigued by that, and you're just like, you know what, I'm going to unsubscribe and listen to something else. So, yeah, for me, the hardest mm-hmm. thing is the consistency when just life gets in the way.
And on that, what advice would you have for people who want to create a podcast similar to yours? Because both issues that you've raised, or your challenging aspects, are things that you'll face when you have a co-host involved. So on the one hand, Jade, as you mentioned, having a co-host who maybe isn't doing as much work and isn't as dedicated. And then Dave, to your point on the consistency of it, because it is it's a partnership. It's a pair. It's the two of you going at it, creating this content.
Yeah. I think Dave does this really well, because on his other podcast, him and his co-host split, you know, the editing and all sorts of stuff. They are both on the social media pages, whereas I'm a bit more of a control freak and don't really allow people to edit and get involved in that kind of stuff. I have to be the one doing it. I think if I could figure out a way to be a bit more relaxed and share things, it would definitely help. So I think my advice would be to have really good communication with your co-host.
100% agree. I think, you know, there's the initial kind of brainstorming and planning, you know, so try and make sure if you're working with a co-host, try and make sure you share things out. So, or at least agree. So if one person's going to do all the editing and all the social media, at least you go in knowing that. You're not going to let some small thing kind of grow and become a big thing. So, you know, if you come up with that initial plan, just communicate in an ongoing way. So, you know, is it working well? Do we need to change something? You know, adjust some things. Ultimately, you want something that's going to be sustainable because, like I say, once you're over that initial creative period at the start of a podcast, after that, it can just become like work. And then if you feel like you're the one doing all the work and your co-host is doing nothing, then it's not sustainable for me. It's got to feel like you're both in it together and you're pulling in the same direction.
Please do let me know, or let us all know where we can listen to Bachelor Banter, how we can connect with you. Is there an email address people can contact you on?
So I think I mentioned it earlier about the Instagram page, which is where we get most of our interaction, and that is Bachelor Banter Podcast. We're also on Twitter under Banter_Bachelor, or if you want to email us, we've got a Gmail account and it's bachelorbanterpodcast@gmail.com.
And that brings us to the end of our show. We look forward to connecting with you on our website at thepodsessions.com.